Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're joining you live tonight, right now, on WWCR, around the world, on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Glad to have you aboard. We're right out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we've got a wonderful program. We're just fresh in from a wonderful 8 days of festival in Murphy, North Carolina. Very charged up and highly elated with the success of the festival. Had a lot of wonderful people there. We've got a lot of people to thank that participated and supported it. And to you, we send you a great salute from the Southland tonight and wish you blessings in the King. Tonight, the blood frequency of the 20 and 12. This is a continuation. Ladies and gentlemen, just can't get off of the subject because we know that every organ has its own frequency. And a sick organ still has the frequency, but with a lower amplitude. Now, let me tell you something about that. We are body electric, vibrational sequence. Now, man, if you look at the frequency, cannot absorb the invisible and the visible full spectrum colors that make up the electromagnetic waves from the sun. The photons that are coming from that are too big. But now let me show you something about the animal or the vegetable. But plants can break a photon up into biophotons. Plants and sunlight become collectors of the photons through the process, and the plant transforms the sun energy into chemical energy bound in organical structures. That's why that organic, if you will, the oils from the plants and the flowers and the herbs are so beneficial because they contain a frequency. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to tell you how that Satan got trapped in the fourth dimension matter, and he needs congealed light blood. Remember now, the Bible says that life is in the blood. And ladies and gentlemen, there was no blood shed for Satan. Therefore, he needs a substitute or an infusion periodically to maintain the frequency that he needs to maintain his existence in the dimension that he lives in. Otherwise, the body will shapeshift. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited tonight about the possibilities that Satan will be shook, if you will, through frequency vibration out of the very heavens that he's hid in. Now, we know that the Bible talks about frequency discharge. Now, we know that the organs of the body are structures of light. Now, remember that. Organs of the body are structures of light, which were fashioned from the stardust and creative intelligence of Yahweh. Thus, they are light structures carrying a harmonic frequency and an ability to help us construct our own bodies of light as we work our way back to the principal source. For the Bible says that God is light. And those who are frequencied or made, if you will, in the same frequency exchange that he dwells in, can have a part with him in the resurrectional time change. Now, there's a scripture in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 20. The kingdom of heaven. Now, we're talking about two different kingdoms here. Just like in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15:44, talking about the body. The Bible says that it is sown a natural body, having a frequency or structure fashioned from the stardust or the creative intelligence that is within it. These are light structures carrying the harmonic frequencies with the ability to help us in our natural body to be raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. The organs and the body systems have their natural component in order to keep us alive in the flesh, and they also have their spiritual component, which is frequencies, which needs to be purposefully activated in order to allow us to build our light bodies, or work on them, to grow in grace and knowledge. That means to raise your frequency vibration. And forever after, to be able to dwell within the internal city of light. Meaning, with the Creator, God is light. And when we come into that shining light, gaining access to the cosmic realities of the frequency, and when once activated in the proper sequence, the organ frequencies and the electrical gateway tones harmonize us with the natural spirit tone and frequency, allowing us to be the sender and receiver that we're always meant to be. Now, Satan interfered. We're going to talk about why that the shape-shifting reptilians needs Aryan congeal light blood to keep from or to maintain the frequency and to be able to withdraw themselves from the frequency fence that is built around them. You see, Satan is trying to escape and he needs blood. You know, the system of the scriptures is not too far wrong when it says that the mission of Satan and the fallen ones is to kill, to steal, and destroy. Now, if we look at the master organ of the body system, the master organ, did you know the organ and the body systems have their natural component in order to keep us alive in the flesh? But they also, now listen, here's what I'm wanting to get across to you in the frequency exchange. They also have their spiritual component, which needs to be purposefully activated to build our light bodies. Now, by doing this, we take the master organ for assembling this internal city of light, and that is the liver. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, very few people have ever detoxified their liver. Now, I know that most people would agree with me that all diseases happen from what we call what we eat in the frequency exchange of what we get. In other words, all death or all health comes from the colon. Now, the colon is attached to the most perfect function of the liver as it performs a vital function to the body, and there is a complete dependence upon the liver's function in order to survive. It's little nuclear reactor or biochemical exchange, and it sends out these substances that it produces, like it removes glucose and it stores vitamins B12, A, D, and E, and K, and it breaks down and transforms the toxic products into less harmful substances as it maintains these levels. Now, what we need to understand is the body is the temple, and the temple is a body of light frequencies. So that if we can keep each organ functioning on the magnetic functioning of frequency exchange. And, ladies and gentlemen, I have been warning you the last 5 hours of my message has been entitled 20 and 12. Tonight is a continuation as we move into a new phase of 20 and 12 to give you the war between what we call the actual process of these functions. Satan to kill, steal, and destroy, meaning that he can keep you down as the master architect of death. Death and disease, suffering and things of this nature really ups the frequency of negative where Satan dwells, and he dwells on negativity. Notice when evil, corrupt men and evil intentions, as it is recorded in the process of the evolutionary pattern, which is the building blocks of activated electrical gateways, the liver as the keeper of the memories of the perfect part and thus the body created, recognizes this memory of the perfect organ or part. We have the ability through this information to heal anyone, including ourselves. And we can eliminate disease from this planet and build an awesome network of internal light frequency as we take the next step in this process toward our Creator. The Bible says to see and ask for the old path. In Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 12, it says that he consulted with images and he looked into the liver. Ladies and gentlemen, the evil powers would like to look into you. In John 2:21, he spake of the temple of his body. In Ephesians chapter 2:21, in whom all the building fitly framed groweth together into a holy temple of Yahweh. Now, do you know the process of frequency? Can you maintain the proper frequency? Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a inventor that has actually invented a highly sensitive electronic blood pulse sensor and readout device that can be mounted on your wrist? The sensor portion has a plurality of light emitters, which are arranged to emit pulsified infrared light waves, having a wavelength readily absorbed by blood, and a plurality of light detectors highly responsive to the emitted wavelength. The level of detected illumination, light is in the blood, life is in the blood. And when it says life, we're talking about light. Take the light out of the blood and Satan desires. That's why that most of the reptilian shapeshifters are nothing more than organ eaters. They want the organs of the body. They're cannibalistic, and they're actually literally addicted to the blood. It is their lifeline to maintain a frequency without shapeshifting into reality. And ladies and gentlemen, that is why that we are going to have the shapeshifting events, shapeshifting problems for Satan, is because there are locked sequences and open sequences in DNA. Oh my, now let me repeat that. There are locked sequences and open sequences in DNA. Open sequences manifest physically as a characteristic. You'll know a tree by its fruit. These people have the ability to lock off certain genetic codings while they open others. And when that happens, there is a literal transformation of the cellular structure, which changes from a mammalian to a reptilian form. Have you understood so far? So the human form that goes anywhere in a natural third dimension environment, Satan is a fourth dimension environmental trapped in that frequency. And when he begins to need a blood transfusion to maintain that electrical system, he needs to have congealed light blood. Ladies and gentlemen, this light blood of all humans on this planet that have the DNA of the Creator, only those who have what we call congealed light in their blood. And did you know that Satan prefers the Aryan congealed blood? Cain was the first initiator of the fruits of the frequency. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, he was a product, a hybrid product, or a cursed seed. His blood was cursed. His frequency was cursed. And Yahweh changed the frequency. So Satan could not return back out of the electronic entrapment, this electronic fence of frequency. Only through blood could he break through the electronic prison, the fence that is built around his very being, and all the fallen angels are cursed in like manner. That's why Cain became a cannibal. He literally ate the organs and drank the blood of Abel, trying to return to a frequency exchange that would have been properly given him the vibration of that blood, which creates an energetic field that they can have access to the third dimension. That's why you cannot see Satan from the fourth dimension. He operates strictly from the fourth unless he gets the frequency exchange where he can manifest. Why are all the wars that have been fought periodically? It is because a bloodbath is required for the feasting of the demons that are bound in this psychotronic electric fence dimension that Yahweh has bound them in. So they need, actually, they need this blood to exist. And that's why, as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and he was of the frequency exchange, you will bear the fruit of the tree. Abel was the fruit of Yahweh, the offspring of a proper sequence frequency. And that's what I've been talking about, ladies and gentlemen, that the frequency exchange that is coming up on this earth to change, if you will, the frequency for the sons of Yah. We are going to mount up with the 12 strands of frequency attachments. There's 10 missing, ladies and gentlemen, just like I've explained to you, that there were 10 strands of DNA. These are electrical wires or codes, frequency exchanges, if you will, to be more scientifically correct. So Satan needs the blood transfusion. And did you know that the reptilian royal line prefers blood, that they can have a life force energy and drinking menstrual blood, and that frequency is regulated to the moon? Because most of the menstrual cycles of a woman happens around the full moon. This is when the energy or the frequency exchange is the greatest. And so then, the rituals that they have are providing for the elite of the reptilian royal line of these origins and these orgies that they have to conduct the rituals. And that's why we talk about the blue bloods. And the reptilians and their crossbreeds drink blood because they are drinking the person's life force. Oh my. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, the blood was offered, the eternal life blood, the frequency exchange, was offered only for the sons of Adam. There is no other explanation. And therefore, we now have cults, satanic cults of the royal blue bloods, that go into ritual devices, and there they drink the blood of the innocent. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is repulsive and it's almost beyond the grasp of good, holy, and wholesome people. But did you know that all religions, no matter what they are forms of group mind-controlled, designed to manipulate large masses of people to stop thinking for themselves? Ladies and gentlemen, to believe in the light frequency of our Creator who is light. And the Bible said, He cometh not with observation. They have dumbed you down to wait for a physical appearance when in reality it's going to be a frequency exchange of the correct frequency in the days to come where Yahweh and His sons will manifest, meaning that we will have the energy and consciousness of a correct frequency that will make our bodies vibrationally to raise to the fifth dimension and therefore have power over the reptilians who are fourth dimensions as they shapeshift under the frequency increase. They must decrease. In other words, their frequency will lower to third dimensional, and then the demons that have been hidden in the fourth dimensions that have sought the blood of the innocent to maintain their secrecy. Because Cain said, rightfully so, if I stay in this frequency dimension, they will kill me. Ladies and gentlemen, this was to protect the sons of darkness, who are much wiser than the children of light. Oh my. Frequency exchange. The earth is a vibrational field to the lower dimensions, and the more power the reptilians have over this world and its inhabitants, the more that they have frequency exchanges of light and blood ingested by the cannibalistic nature of their very being. Now, why is it that we now are going into the splitting of the genes? And I've been warned for 35 years, as I was fasting, I was told early on for me to study in the genetics and the light frequencies, and I did so. Every opportunity that I had, I found out that when Satanism perverts the things that are positive in the same way that the evil would take a positive symbol and turn it backwards, just like the Bible warns us to not eat the meat of pork or swine's flesh. Did you know that one of the creatures that is so close to a human, that's why they can take a pig vial and place it in a human body? Actually, they can take the skin of a swine and do skin grafts over bodies that are tremendously burned. That's because that the pig has been altered from its genetics of the wild boar to a domesticated pig. And the meat of choice of people who eat swine's flesh are literally ingesting the cannibalistic hybrid of this pig who has been infused with human genes. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why that the Bible says for us to avoid the swine's flesh, because it is unclean. The reptilians drink blood because they are drinking the person's life force and because they need to exist in this dimension. They will often shapeshift into reptilians when drinking human blood and eating human flesh, if it's the right frequency. Ladies and gentlemen, from these people who have watched as the blood drinking is in their genes, as it was in Cain, who slayed his brother and feasted on his body. Now, the Bible talks about those who desire blood. And I know this is beyond the frequency of your understanding in most cases. But ladies and gentlemen, let me give you, if you will, let me give you the process of the shape-shifting reptilian blue bloods who came and determined that feeding the hybrids human hormones and blood in an altered animal form would be the easiest way to keep from shape-shifting and go unnoticed by the general population. The animal sacrifice that was most used by these fallen ones was the wild boar. And so then the fallen ones chose it as the basis for this new animal hybrid, and human genetics were mixed with those of the wild boar to create the domesticated pig, as I've indicated. This animal was served daily to the blue bloods as a method of temporarily maintaining their human form until they could use an actual human, much preferred, in a sacrificial ceremony. So the pig was domesticated for the purpose of maintaining a blood frequency from the altered or the hybrid wild boar becoming the domesticated pig, in human forms of genes was put in this animal, and the domesticated pig became a combination of human and animal genetics. And eating it, ladies and gentlemen, is a form of cannibalism. This explains why that Yahweh considered this to be unclean for his children to eat. This is also why the pig is considered to be the most intelligent animal upon the earth. Why pigskin can be grafted directly into human burn cases, and why pig heart valves can be used in humans with little difficulty. Cancer drugs and other chemicals are often tested on pigs before they are used on humans. The domesticated pig frequency or group mind is the perfect vehicle for animal species to enter before entering the bodies of those who would shapeshift. In other words, this is a temporary fix, as their preference is human blood. And the Bible says to not eat blood. Eat is cannibal. Flesh is cannibalistic in its nature. And the closer that the earth's feel is vibratorily to the lower fourth dimension, the more power the reptilians have over this world. Now let me show you something. The closer the earth's feel is to the vibratory rate of those who are in charge of this planet, the royal blue bloods, and that's what we're titling our message tonight, the royal blue bloods. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the days right before the frequency exchange where Satan and his demons are going to be shook, if you will, vibratorily revealed as the dimensions shift and the change of the dimensions in the altered state of the planet, going back to its original position before Satan invoked the ritual of cannibalism and blood drinking to maintain his existence as Yahweh cursed his seed in the Garden of Eden. Now, the closer that the earth's feel is vibratorily to the lower fourth dimension, the more power the reptilians have over the world and its inhabitants. Satanism is not just a sickness and a perversion. Although it is that also, its main reason for existence from the Brotherhood's point of view is to control the Earth's magnetic field, to worship and connect with the reptile masters, to drink the life force of their sacrifice victims and to provide energy for the reptilians who appear to feed off of human emotion, especially when it's in the fear. These sacrifices are literally sacrifices to the gods, the reptilians, who are now controlling the earth and offered it to the Messiah, as they have been controlling the earth for thousands of years, and the mass sacrifice of people that have been provided in the legends and history of those in the past is now providing us with the evidence that they were provided for food and for the physical reptilians and crossbreeds who eat the bodies and drink the blood and the energy nourishment for the non-physical reptilians in the lower fourth dimension. The fence is, ladies and gentlemen, is fixing to be lowered as the vibrations increase into a perfect 12-dimension vibratory rate. And ladies and gentlemen, nature itself is now calling us to serve. In the last days, when you see these things come to pass, you'll know that the time is nigh. A frequency exchange from the 7-point normal cycle, which is average, has now risen to 11. And ladies and gentlemen, we are just one tick away from the electronic fence dropping that Satan can make his grand entrance. He has no choice. He must appear upon the earth in the last days. And Yahweh has set a seal upon him and a chain, a restraining order, or what we call a electronic frequency vibrational fence that he can't pass. And so then he gets his energy and food from the hormones and the blood of his victims. Therefore, they can maintain their vibrational, fourth dimensional existence without going into the lower abyss where they hate and despise to go. Did you know that when Yahweh took and placed the demons who were actually possessing the organs and the bodies of the man called Legion in the Bible, Yahweh literally took those demons and placed them right back in their favorite place to dine among the swine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pause. I'm down at the bottom of the hour, feeling very good, and the frequency of vibrational exchange that we have for you. And we're going to give you a little mercy song that Sister Linda has provided for me here. And listen as the song tells you about Yahweh's mercy that's coming in a frequency exchange.
So far away, when you'll be crying, mercy, oh Yah, please have mercy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh has mercy upon His children. If you are a frequency vibrator of the frequency exchange that's coming to match the 12 cycle that is now coming into being, you will be able, as Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, to go through this flame and fire. You see, the frequency exchange, the friction, the earth itself is going to heat up. And the electronic frequency of friction, increasing the vibrations, will create friction. Men's hearts will fail them. The flesh will literally melt down. The earth and the elements, it also, the Bible said, will be burned up. Now, what does that mean? That means that Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego went through that frequency exchange with the fourth man walking in the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a friend who has mercy upon you if you belong to Yahweh. Now, this is the day that you need to put on the frequency armor. All over the planet, ladies and gentlemen, is an ancient history of legends and accounts of the gods from another world who interbred with the experiment of Yahweh upon the earth to create a hybrid network of bloodlines. The Old Testament, for example, talks about the sons of God who interbred with the daughters of men to create the hybrid race, the Nephilim, Genesis chapter 6. Before it was translated into English, ladies and gentlemen, that passage read, the sons of the gods, meaning it was plural, but the Bible accounts are only one and so many that describe the same theme. Now, let me give an example. The Sumerian clay tablets found in what we now call Iraq in the middle of the 19th century tells a story, and it's estimated that they were buried around 2000 B.C. But the stories that they tell go back long before that. The tablets talk of a race of gods, mighty ones, from another world, mentioned in the book of Enoch, who brought advanced knowledge to the planet. They interbred with humans to create hybrid bloodlines. These gods are called in the tablets the Anaki, which apparently translates as those who from heaven to earth came. The ancient accounts tell us that these hybrid bloodlines and the fusion of the genes of selected humans with those of the gods were put into the positions of ruling royal power where they are even to this day, and especially in the ancient Near and the Middle East, in advanced cultures like the Sumer, the Babylon, and the Egyptian empires. But it happened elsewhere also, as you find, for example, in the amazing information provided in the reptilian agenda, tells the same story all over the earth or elsewhere in the world, where that they brought jealousies and envies and strifes and wars and inventions and black magic into man to control him. These bloodlines have now become the origin of the divine right of kings. In other words, kingdoms are set up to rule until the times of the Gentiles. That's the heathen, ladies and gentlemen. Until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Their belief is that they have a God-given right to rule. And the truth is that they are not divine. And the only thing that will separate us from these reptilian gods who rule over us is a frequency exchange coming soon to the planet. And all be praised that these reptilian hybrid lines who are now ruling in the aristocratic families of Europe and the British Empire and other European empires, they were exported over to America, to Africa, to Australia, to New Zealand, and right across the Far East, where they are connected with other reptilian hybrid bloodlines. And so then, we have these reptilian-human hybrid lines that are the political and economic rulers of these lands, and will be until Yahweh brings forth a frequency exchange, the elite and the royal blue bloods, and I don't have to go into names to tell you who these royal elites are. And they are all blood cult ministers, if you will, of the congeal light blood, ingesting the very blood that the Bible says that they would do. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that they desired blood to drink. And therefore, Yahweh in the last days is going to give them rivers and valleys of blood. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a time coming when, if you are in a minority of one, the truth is still the truth. The Bible says a trying time will come upon the world. Do you have a blood in you that could be traced back to the Creator? And we've talked about this in the 20 and 12, where that the genetic blood of Yahweh literally flows in the veins of those who have congealed light and energy and frequencies that are far superior to that of the reptilian hybrids and those that they rule over. My people, though, he said, will be victims of the children of darkness who are wiser than the children of light. We've been given, and maybe purposely so, that we could be mind controlled by the enemy and the forces of darkness as they relate to religion. In other words, they form mass mind control. And they are now tampering with our minds through advertising, through television. But mind control is much deeper than that, because the Illuminati reptilian mind control project have produced literally millions of mind control robots in endless walks of life who are programmed to carry out the Illuminati agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, the electronic ways and the key methods that Satan uses in mind control, and how he desires the frequency exchange of blood to maintain his existence, and therefore the battle is to those who know that Satan is here to kill you, to steal you, and to use you as a satanic ritual as he abuses our children. And he corrupts the minds of men to war and to kill each other so that there could literally be a continuous bloodbath to hold their human form. Now listen to me wisely, ladies and gentlemen, and then you'll know where my message is fixing to end here in a minute. These reptilians, in order to hold their human form, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't believe that Satan and his angels are here in human form. Well, and think again. To hold their human form, these entities need to drink human blood and access the energy it contains to maintain their DNA codes in their human expression. If they don't, they manifest the reptilian codes and all could see what they really look like. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you can look in the face of some, just look in some of the faces of the world leaders and see if you can see the reptilian connection that Yahweh is trying to show you. Ladies and gentlemen, the blood energy of babies and small children and menstrual cycles of women is the most effective required blood. And from this, they prefer the blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. And hence, these are the ones that are overwhelmingly used in sacrifice, as are the red-haired people and the green-eyed people. Ladies and gentlemen, you could become a victim. The Bible says that Satan can take you captive at his own will. There is a continuous stream of Illuminati royal elites that are ruling the planet. They have what is known as a need to drink blood to keep from shape-shifting. With the reptilian origin, are here to free themselves from this mental and emotional bondage. Indeed, every one of us has a body with much of the reptilian genetics, including part of the brain called the R-complex, the reptilian brain, and it is merely a matter of degree. By saying that in the beginning, Satan deceived our mother, and therefore he tainted the womb, and we become a victim of these genetics that we now have. That's why that the outward man and flesh and blood, ladies and gentlemen, cannot, will not, and never was intended to, after the fall, to enter back into heaven. Now, I trust that this hadn't been too much meat for your understanding. I pray and trust that Yahweh will follow this message into your heart and give you a complete understanding of the agenda of the blue blood reptilians. 20 and 12 is the beginning of a new cycle of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we only have a few years to prepare the electronic armor of our thought process, our congealed light blood, to keep it holy and to refrain from eating and drinking blood. Ladies and gentlemen, it is against Yahweh's will. So then, I hope and trust that Yahweh will take what I've told you in a few minutes of time, that he will condense it and then reveal it to the very fiber of every cell in your body. May the light blood of your body, if you are a vibratory, a frequency exchange from the Heavenly Father, that if you are his sheep, you will hear his word. May it have blessings within you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pastor Buddy, just back from the Festival of Tabernacles, where we baptized brothers of the common faith into, and a sister, into the name of Yahweh. The frequency exchange was wonderful. Brothers who do dwell together in the unity that we had was almost, in my festival experiences, unprecedented. We had so much unity and so much agreement of what's coming down in the last days that we agreed, as it was in the book of Acts, to sell our possessions and to come together in unity and having all things in common. So we need your help if you are one of those frequency vibrator exchangers of the common faith. And you need to hook up with frequency vibrators of the same frequency. We encourage you to write or call the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I will give you information concerning this. If you'd like to have this series, it may go 12 parts. I don't know where it's going to end. Ladies and gentlemen, I have so much to cover on this reptilian agenda. of the royal blue bloods that are ruling this earth and why that they need the frequency and the blood. Ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be such amount of blood that is shed in the final end time that it will literally open the stargates and the vortexes and the dimensional shift will come about with the frequency exchange of much blood being shed. So get ready. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. Now, my sponsor tonight, Dr. Gary. Wonderful man, just talked with him a few minutes ago. 1-877-289-7439. A mighty eagle, ladies and gentlemen, that supports the gospel. And he doesn't expect anything in return. He gives out of the bottom of his heart. He is the supporter of our program, and we appreciate him very much. Also, my brother Paul, up in the great state of Michigan, his number, if you would like to call, brother Paul, is 1-800-253-2748 for STEM Tech. It is to enlarge or to enlighten, if you will, the stem cells in the blood. And I've been talking about that very thing tonight. It's a wonderful product. Dr. Gary has many products in health, and most of you that have contacted and talked with him, I would appreciate it if you call him and tell him that you heard Pastor Buddy mention his name here on WWCR with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me tonight, you can simply address your cards or your envelopes to Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Post Office Box 2284. And that is in New Tazewell, two words, NEWTAZEWELL, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to have this series, the ongoing series, and if you'd like to have the complete set, just let me know, and we'll get them to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now to reveal the agenda of the reptilian control of planet Earth. That end is in sight. There is mercy coming for us in the morning. There will be a frequency exchange that Satan and his angels cannot maintain. And no amount of blood, they can drink rivers in that day, and they will never be able to stay hid and rule. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you see, as long as they keep you deceived, they rule. And as long as they rule, the end cannot come. But ladies and gentlemen, the frequency exchange, Yahweh's got a time and a plan set when he will increase the frequency and break down the electronic fence as he lowers the vibrations in the lower heavens and raises them in the higher dimensions. And if you are a sheep, you will hear his voice. And today, if you hear it, harden not your heart. Send us your tithing to support us for more radio time. We really need you. And if you'd like to have any of the information that we've got, just write or call Pastor Buddy at the Shepherd's Call. Now, my telephone number tonight is 423-626-2172. Now, that's 423-626-2172. And if you'd like an information on the subject here tonight, you just write us and tell us, and we will be glad to get it on to you, ladies and gentlemen, because we know that Yahweh is a strong tower. And as the Bible says, the righteous run into it, and they are safe. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get on out of here tonight, praise Yahweh. And by doing so, we're going to say, we'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR around the world with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy.